On the Clarzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, we asked you if you banned your kids from attending Leavers.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber are morning people, perfectly suited to breakfast radio. For designs perfectly suited to your block budget and lifestyle, get the APG More For Me guarantee at apghomes.com.
Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
Someone has to have the reins of our great nation. Here he is, Big Mel. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Clarzy. Hello to you, young Matthew, and hello to you, Kimber Kale. Always lovely to speak to you all at Mix 94.5.
Oh, Big Mel, it's always a pleasure. Now, big news at the moment. It's schoolies on the weekend. How did you celebrate graduating from Sydney High School?
Sydney High. Well, it was actually Sydney Grammar School, but let's not split hairs. It was a relatively quiet affair, I have to say, by comparison with today's festivities on the Goldie. And I do love the Goldie. It's a terrific place for the working class to gather and enjoy the fruits of their labour, or to watch bikers clash violently. But when I graduated from Brown Nose College, as we called it, it was a quiet affair. Like I said, 200 of the best and brightest took a 30-metre sloop out, fully crewed, and we demolished a truckload of bolly beluga, smashed some bucket bongs, and now we run the world. It really was a marvellous time.
Heady days.
Heady days indeed, young Matthew.
Your magnificentness, you posted a selfie of you and Obama at APEC. Are you good mates?
We have had a very close relationship since I became Prime Minister way back in September last year. It seems like so much longer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I've still done nothing, absolutely nothing. Anyway, Barry and I, as I call him, immediately hit it off. And there hasn't been a closer black and white relationship since Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder sat down at the keyboard to record Ebony and Ivory. That's what we call ourselves, yes. Barry and I. Actually, it was Barack Obama himself that took the initiative on our first meeting. He was sitting behind me at the first APEC and just reached around and grabbed me reassuringly. And whilst he was giving me a very firm handshake with those enormous, beautiful hands, all the while reaching around, he whispered in my ear an invitation to the White House. And ever since, we've been terrifically close.
Wow. It's a beautiful moment. Big Mel, let's talk garb.
It was a beautiful moment.
Let's talk garb. What did they make you wear at APEC this year?
Well, I do love the sartorial splendour of the national costume, Clarzy, especially at APEC, and I'm very happy to adorn myself in traditional dress. This year we were in Peru and I was hoping for a colourful poncho or a wide-brimmed hat. But alas, they dressed us down and we all wore a traditional dun-coloured sash, disappointingly. But the after party was a total blast with a lot of traditional Peruvian produce available to sample extensively. I haven't been to bed. I asked the pilot of RFF1 if I could have a go at the controls. If I keep going at this rate, it's only four sleeps till Christmas. Now, what I want to say is that Mix 94.5, everyone's on the edge of their seats in Perth right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocks Mouche.
Oh! Mouche.
Okay.
Tell me what happens at Mouche.
Sleep. Well, probably a lot like what's happening at in Peru.
Okay. They're a big poncho-wearing
they
people
are.
Out at Mouche, aren't
they?
They
are, and very interested in keeping the TPP active.
Good on you guys. All right, well, cheery bye, and I'll speak to you next week.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Somewhere on the Gold Coast tonight at 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe tomorrow morning, there's a 17-year-old dancing on their own, as we do it this morning for our mates at APG Homes. We're talking about schoolies. It's that time of year.
Well, there could be a 46-year-old doing it on his own later on this evening. Yeah,
not at schoolies, of course.
No.
No, but some people are concerned about schoolies and what can happen. And we were saying there's a few arrests on the Gold Coast overnight from some brawling. But we want to know if anyone has banned their kids from attending schoolies.
And it's a topic that gets a lot of people talking and causes problems in relationships between parents and kids at this time of year.
Of course it does, yeah. Mel in Sorrento, have you banned your kids from going to schoolies?
We banned our daughter from going because my son went, our eldest one went, and that was about when he left school about 5 years ago. And we'd heard stories, but we didn't think that they were as bad as, they were a little bit, over the top. When he got there, he said that there'd already been about three people kicked out and that there was, these older guys, 24, 25, and they're all trying to get into it. And he said there was a lot of drugs and all that sort of thing. So he basically stayed away from that part of it. My middle one didn't want to go, but our daughter, she wanted to go, and we said no. And she was a bit vocal at first, and we just stuck to our guns and said, no, you're not going. There's no way you're going. Mm. I said, no. And my husband sort of said to her, no. He said, you can jump up and down. You can scream. You can yell. Mm. He said, you're not going. He said, there's no way. He said, you're going to Dunsborough. No way you're going to Rottnest. He said, and you're certainly not going to Bali.
Right.
So we compromised and said, okay, you know, we'll go to Lancelin for a few days, right, because we've got a holiday house up there. So we said, we'll go up there. And we went and we just, you know, had a good, you know, relaxing time. Mm. And my brother actually banned his son from going as well. He said, no. He said, no way. He said, you know, there's too much trouble down there. He goes, and I said, and he goes, I don't want you mixed up in it. So,
do you think, though, Mel, that, like, you could trust your eldest son? Like, your son said, oh, there was drugs there, there was stuff going on, but you just said he just stayed away from it and he was fine.
Yeah, he did.
Like, is it that you can't trust your daughter to do the same?
No, not at all. It's not a matter of not trusting her. It's a matter of not trusting the people that are down there that are going to cause the problems, you know, and get the younger kids mixed up in it.
Right.
It's just not good enough, right? There's got to be more control over these people and over these older men trying to, you know, to stampede there, you know, to get their hands on these young girls. You know, it's just not good enough. You know, there's not enough control.
Yeah.
There's nowhere near enough control on it.
Okay. Mel.
Hey, Mel, just quickly, is our younger sister talking to older brother these days? Do they get on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. You set the precedent, didn't you? Thanks, Mel.
Murray's in Forestfield. Murray, have you banned your kids from going to schoolies?
Well, not so much banned them. We brought the kids up with to respect themselves and others, and we sort of said to them, you know, like, you go down to somewhere like Dunsborough with all the drugs and alcohol and the trouble that goes on down there, you know, you get caught up with the peer pressure to do stupid things. You lose all your self-respect, and you know, you've got to. You know, you've got to make the decision yourself. You know, you've got a smart brain in your head. You've got to use it and, you know, show yourself respect, your mum and dad respect, and others respect. If you don't think you can do that, or out of respect for yourself, you choose not to go, then, you know, you can have a party at home with some of your mates. You know, we've had four kids go through school and schoolies, and to date, none of them have gone through, and we've got one more that's going to finish school next year, and he'll be given the same chat.
Right, so they were given the options and so far all have chosen to not get involved.
Yeah. So they've all seen that the trouble that's caused, and you know, they've heard stories from mates that have gone in previous years and got into trouble with the law and drugs and alcohol, and you know, they've made the right choice and not gone.
Yeah, fair
enough.
At
least you gave them the option.
Yeah.
I mean, they always say, like, the thing with kids is that you're supposed to give them the opportunity to make good choices.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
You just always tell them what to do. Then they don't get to make them for themselves.
Say to the kids all the time, good life choices. It's such a dad thing to say, mum thing to say, but, you know, you've got to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're all still close together, and they're all still, you know, we're still a close-knit family, and you know, I think it all comes down to respecting one another and the choices that you make.
Hey, thanks for your call this morning, Murray. Well done.
No worries, Jim.
It's also quite extreme behaviour when you have to have, you know, hotels on the Gold Coast locking, you know, as a mass rule, locking all of the balcony doors so the kids can't get out on the balconies and hop.
Yeah, right. And as we were saying, just very briefly, I think it does point to a much larger problem within the community.
No
it's
doubt.
Very easy to turn our attention onto 17-year-olds behaving badly, but we live in a country where alcohol and crazy alcoholic type behaviour is celebrated.
Yeah. Mm.
So maybe we need to look at that a little bit.
In our sport, in our advertising, it's everywhere. Look, isn't it?
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Arcadia Australia is going to mesmerise us here in Perth over the weekend. More than just music and light spectacular. Friday through to Sunday at Elizabeth Quay, this giant spider stage setup that's been going up the last few days includes 50 tonnes of scrap metal. It is incredible, using science, technology, engineering, arts and math. And one of the creators of Arcadia, Bert Cole, joins us. Bert, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Bert, you seemed to grow up with what sounds like some incredible freedom and a bit of an artistic background. What kinds of things were your parents encouraging you to do when you were young?
I think we were really blessed. I kind of was allowed to do whatever I want, but was surrounded by mad bits of machinery, welding equipment, gunpowder, you name it, really. It was all kind of there. And as a kid, I just kind of ran wild with it and wasn't really restricted. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. I think gunpowder should be around more children, actually.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. It's really sensible.
Now, mate, you know, in the paper, it says a 50-ton fire-breathing mechanical spider spitting 15-metre fireballs. Now, that across the world, I'm sure that's impressed a lot of people, but you are in Australia now. Are you worried that Australians will see this spider and they'll be running around with fly spray going, "Mum, there's a big one!"
Yeah, I hope they've got a big can of fly spray, actually, because I think they're probably going to need a few tankers full to take that one down.
But it sounds very impressive.
It's a monster, yeah. And it's kind of, it's such a fusion of so many different exciting elements all brought together.
Yeah.
And I think that experience is something that you have to come and get in person.
Brilliant.
Perth hasn't seen a stage like this since U2 and Jay-Z played Subiaco Oval just down the road here when they brought their great big stage setup.
Is it called the Claw?
The Claw setup? Yeah, it was about 5 or 6 years ago. It was incredible. And then Justin Timberlake did a moving stage inside the Perth Arena. But these things are just phenomenal. They're like beasts, aren't they, to put together?
They've got a life of their own, completely, yeah. Yeah, the spider definitely rules our life, but it also gives us a huge amount of pleasure to take it to different cultures and see how different people interact with it.
Yeah, but you're an adrenaline junkie from childhood, so you'd love that setup and when you see it all fired up.
Clearly, yeah. Definitely.
Well, see, Matt and I have got history in performance and have grown up making theatre and things. Now, I know that sometimes your imagination can say, this is what we want to create, and then there's usually a budget restraint or someone going, it's just not possible. This project is huge. Did you have to work your way up to it, or was it kind of a no-limits production?
That's what's completely different about the spider and our journey, is that it wasn't something that we started and designed from scratch and bought new materials to design, like something like the U2 stage. Mm-hmm. It was an evolution, and we worked with recycled materials and we worked collaborating with lots of different people along the way. And it was an evolutionary journey that brought us to this point. And I think that's what gives it its depth and its magic.
Mm. And what can people expect, and what's the best way for them to experience this?
Get in amongst it.
Right.
Get
underneath nice.
It. Get in different positions on the dance floor. Wherever you stand, you've got a different view and a different experience. You know, if you're slightly far back, you get the bigger picture. If you're underneath it, you feel the heat of the flames and you're kind of in amongst it.
Sweet.
You know, come and interact with it. It's there for you and get, you know, get amongst it.
Brilliant. Yeah. So we're talking about Elizabeth Key, of course. So Friday and Saturday, and then under 18s, the 13 to 17 year olds on Sunday to experience it as well.
That's wonderful. That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think that day's been changed to all ages now. So parents can come with their kids.
Brilliant.
All which ages. Is fantastic. We did a big show in Bristol and we had from 3-year-olds up till kind of 90-year-olds there, all together celebrating together, and that's what it's all about.
And part of the project is getting young people interested in science, engineering, you know, living out, creating their dreams, right?
Yeah, we want to inspire people to be innovative and kind of work with different things out of the box.
Yeah.
You know, so much is possible if you put your mind to it. And that's what Arcadia is. It's all about that.
Awesome. I can't wait to see someone's 90-year-old grandma down there with the DJ just creating their own little rave.
It's a fantastic idea. Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
How exciting.
Hey, good to see you, Bert. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I'm wanting to earn a bit more money for Christmas, and I've just got a new part-time job as a barbarian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just like being a librarian, but I also cut hair.
Well, there's another Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Entertaining Perth is what really matters to Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Get more of the things that really matter in your two-story home with the APG More For Me guarantee at apghomes.com.